This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission,
you are
the resistance. We now take you
That's
live
the Democrat
to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Ha! Yeah. Once we got full control of the country and the Constitution, you'll be the resistance. You're going to be in deep crap. But now the fighting will be close at hand. Turn this up.
Don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you.
Believe in God.
Believe in me.
God's with the high command. It's happening right now. I want to turn this over to Paul Watson for the next hour. Always doing a great job, but we know there are good people inside government agencies. We know this new Vault 7 leak. It's so gigantic. The media, mainstream media, is ignoring it. It's so huge. CJ just pointed out that I did like a 10-second plug last hour. Skip breaks, you name it. We have free shipping till next Tuesday on everything. Water filters, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the nutraceuticals, caveman, supermail, all of it. Infowarsstore.com. Get the Trump Pence 2020 shirt. That's a collector's edition. That needs to be the new viral shirt for $9.95 with free shipping. That is an amazing deal. 5-star reviews, 5.0 review on that, InfoWarsStore.com. But, Paul, we get caught covering the minutiae of the news information. And, you know, I'm a pessimist. I don't want to tell folks we're winning or we're not. But them saying nobody's spying on Trump and it all coming out, we're having devastating victories right now. Our morale should be very high, but we should be purely engaged because there's no telling what the social engineers and control freaks are going to do. You're a smart guy, Paul. You got your whole agenda lined up. But in 3 minutes, what is it? You've been here 16 years, my friend. I mean, you've been here since you were 18. You're 30-something years old now. What is it like to see the fruit bearing? Not we're bragging about InfoWars. It's just letting the listeners know how important it is, how far we've come together, and where we're going. We're in the fight, in the center, in the heart, in the fulcrum, in the zeitgeist of the entire destiny of civilization. Our listeners are the heart and blood of people that resonate with the truth and want to be involved. Take over, my friend. I'm going to listen to you. But speak about where we are, my friend, because everybody needs to understand how epic this is. We've lost Paul's audio. We've had some phone system problems and board system problems today. We're going to work on that, though. It's going to get better. We've been having some major issues today, but we can barely get Rand Paul on earlier. We're going to figure it out. Do we have Paul ready yet? All right, Paul, you able to speak now? All right, we'll find out what's going on with Paul. Hey, that happens. He's in England. We're here in the United States. That was an epic moment, though. I don't know. A lot of folks work on these boards. A lot of stuff goes on. We're going to figure it out. It's just been a situation as of late. But maybe Paul will talk about that after the break. We're able to get his audio. Maybe you're not going to be able to. Maybe we reconnect with him. But I don't sit there and say things are a big deal. I don't sit there and say things are historical. I don't sit there and say things are massive if they're not. Everybody knows that. I mean, we got some big story. We just come out and give it to you. We don't sit there and hype
7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, we got Paul back. We got a minute left with Paul. Paul, I mean, how big a moment are we in history?
It's a huge moment, Alex. There's a fork in the road and, you know, there's going to be a backlash against, you know, our progress. We're seeing it already. Facebook over the weekend, Alex, has started listing, quote, fake news as spam. And I've noticed over the past 3-4 days, when I post InfoWars articles on Facebook, it comes up, this has been labeled spam. Are you sure that you posted this? Now they've announced it. It's out of USA Today. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. So they're now slapping warning labels, not allowing, quote, fake news articles to be shared by declaring them spam. So we always said this would happen. Now it's actually here. This is how the empire is going to strike back.
So you're going to cover it on the other side. Wow, I didn't even know this was happening. It's on Infowars.com, Redreport.com right now. They're going to call us fake news because we're exposing Vault 7 CIA leaks on what they're doing that's illegal. Wow. Humanity will overpower them. Take every link we've got, every article, send out to everybody. Paul Watson, the next 52 minutes, will be hosting the show. Spread the link, Infowars.com/show. Do it.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Are you like me now? Are you like me now? We are live on this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. As I was mentioning before the break, the Empire is very definitely striking back. We've seen this coming for a while. USA Today reports Facebook begins flagging disputed fake news. Facebook has begun flagging fake news, or as Facebook calls it, disputed news. A warning label is being slapped on articles that clearly have no basis in fact or reality. Well, you mean the entire front page of CNN? Or at least some of them. The giant social network first promised to roll out a disputed tag in December. Of course, you've got governments across Europe threatening.
By the way, Paul, just to interrupt and let you take over, this new certification to fake news is a certification. Everybody should spread it and read it. This is going to backfire if we take action against this. Go ahead.
And here, I've just found another example of it now, Alex. I just scrolled down my Facebook page. This is a story that I published on Infowars.com yesterday morning. Posted it on the Alex Jones Facebook page. Got probably about 3,000.
Tell the crew how to pull it up. I want to show viewers this.
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page, if they just type in my name into Facebook, go to the page where it's the sepia profile pic image, scroll down until you get to an article. if you can even see it, they might not even be able to see it. It's called former CIA analyst Obama gave green light for NSA, CIA to sabotage Trump. That article on your Facebook page, Alex, got about 4,000 shares. So it was going viral on your page. On my page, I posted the same link, the same text. It's a genuine article. A former CIA analyst got up on RT and said that it was correct that Obama had spied on Trump, that he gave the green light for the NSA and the CIA to do it. Completely legitimate news article. Now on Facebook, on my Facebook page, it says, did you post this? It looks like it might be spam. If you didn't post this yourself, we'll help to secure your account. I have seen this message on literally every other info.
So this is cyber war. As we protect the president, as we expose what's really happening, as Congress says it's fake, we're not allowed to tell the public they want their lie to work. It's not going to work. We're just going to leak more stuff, dumbasses, Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Streisand effect. But now people can't comment on this post. They can't share it. It's basically defunct and dead on Facebook. And I'm seeing this for every other InfoWars link I've posted over the last 4 or 5 days. And as I said, it's because we're completely kicking their butts. You had CNN last night on Stelter's show, and we're going to play the clip later. They get up and say, basically, this fake news thing that we created, it's backfired. Now, everyone's calling us fake news. Of course, Trump pioneered that. So they've come up with a new term for it, which is VD, viral deception, which also, of course, sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. So last night we started the hashtag CNN has VD on Twitter. That started going viral, and that's going to blow up in their face. But, you know, that doesn't really affect them as much as fake news would affect them, because very few things that CNN does actually go viral, so it kind of works in their favor. They regurgitate the common narrative on every issue. That's how they maintain power. Individually, they're not going viral with certain articles. So now, again, the empire is striking back. They're trying to redefine fake news. This term has failed. The Stanford University study found that, quote, fake news, which does exist and is people deliberately putting out false information to make advertising money, which is not what we do. It's not people who have a different opinion, which is what they're treating it as to censor everyone else. So now that's happening. Stanford University study comes out and concludes, quote, fake news had no impact on the U.S. presidential election. And complete hoax.
By the way, Paul, I've got a whole team in there, and there's one Facebook that has your normal face, another that has the sepia face. You're talking about, I just spent time in there. We're just going to shut the whole show down until this happens. Walk us through or turn your webcam around and show everybody. This is one of my little OCD things I go through, because I don't think they're even showing your post in here. Give people the exact headline very slowly for everybody of what's been banned on Facebook. Because we don't make a big enough deal about all this. Yeah, just show everybody. Let's just shut the whole show down until we have it. Here we go. We're going to show everybody right here. That's what folks want to see right here. That's what you don't want you to see, folks. Because, again, they're in a total war against us. Did you post this? It looks like it might be spam. Did you post this yourself? Okay, let's see the actual article in your controller they don't want you to see. Paul Watson, former CIA analyst Larry C. Johnson, says that according to his sources, that was on national TV, the Obama administration worked with the NSA, the CIA, and British GHQ to disseminate information about Donald Trump that was illegally obtained via surveillance. Now we have Congress saying this is totally credible. This is why they're banning it. It's former CIA analyst.
Can't be shared. There's no share option. There's no option to comment.
So guys, you're on his page. You say the sepia page. Give us the exact URL times.
They might not be able to see it because I'm logged in.
No, understand. 9 times in a row, the actual Facebook URL, so folks can find it. We're going to see if it's been blocked. I don't care if they did it or not. I want to show this. We're going to do this.
That's
I'm going
the
to
point,
die.
Alex. There is no URL because they've blocked it. So that's why people
no,
can't share it.
But which Facebook of this is yours? Is the one with the sepia?
This is the
Paul
sepia.
Joseph Watson.
Yeah, it's my name. It's the sepia image. It's that one right there.
Okay, we're on that page. How many links down would that be? Because I don't even
see
it show up.
Well, it was yesterday morning, so it's probably about 5 or 6 down.
All right, 5 or 6 down. We're gonna do everything we can to show that. I believe it's been deleted where you cannot see it. So that's what they've done. Wow.
Yeah.
This is just sick. Let's just keep scrolling through here. Okay, there's him and Trump.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Faster.
They don't want you to see any of this. They do not want you to know that they set Trump up because they're so scared. This is the CIA with Facebook doing this. Wow, they don't want you to see.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going down. It should be below the Mika Brzezinski video. So you should see the Mika Brzezinski video from yesterday. Keep going down. Keep going down. Is that the Mika? Yeah, that's where it should be.
All right, keep going.
Above Screechy Puff. There's Screechy Puff, the video. Now scroll up, scroll up.
Wow. So because it's so credible and it's former CIA,
yeah, it should be above there.
Exposing the illegalness, they've just
deep-sexed it. Deleted. Nobody else can see it.
So they don't even want you to know that former top CIA folks are going on TV saying it's real. But guess what? Obama and Zuckerberg, it's all coming out anyways, criminals. So it doesn't matter what you do. Paul, back to you. I'll quit bugging you. Great job, Chris. I just wanted to show that.
And then you see I've just clicked not spam, and it's still the same. It's still deleted. Even when you tell them it's not spam, it's still completely censored for everybody else. So this is how they're doing it. And I've seen this on every other InfoWars link that I've posted over the past 5 days. So basically half of the InfoWars links are now completely censored off of my Facebook. And I've seen it on your Facebook as well, Alex, where they do exactly the same thing. So, you know, this wasn't Henny Penny, the sky is falling. You've just seen an example of how they're wiping content off the internet. People say, well, why don't you just build your own Facebook? Well, we don't have like a billion people on it, so it would be completely pointless. You have to fight them on their own battleground. So, again, that's just an example of how they're coming after us. Now we're going to have to get around it, but we will win. Now, of course, the big news today is Vault 7. They're calling it bigger than Edward Snowden. You wouldn't know that from looking on the front page of CNN as of about an hour ago, because there's nothing whatsoever about the story, the biggest news story in America today, the biggest surveillance story people are saying for probably a decade or more, bigger than Edward Snowden. What was that, 4 years ago? Not a single story about this on the front page of CNN.
That's right, Paul. Now. Let me just jump in because this is so important to all of us. We have the Infowars.com article you wrote and others we can put up on screen. Former CIA analyst Obama gave green light for NSA CIA to sabotage Trump. We use Facebook and Twitter to get this out, but folks, don't just count on that. Send the actual URL to everyone you know saying this is censored. They don't want you to know that the government rogue is targeting our president, trying to stop him. They are so scared of you. When I say spread these links, this is a war, people. So there it is, Infowars.com. That's why we jump around on Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, all of it, because we're constantly being censored. And people say, well, why don't you leave it? We are saying leave the Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, but they're after those. They cut off our sponsorship on Google Ads, banned last week. Roger Stone was banned. They're after us. It's a war with criminals that hijacked the government, and we're going to kick Zuckerberg and Eric. Think they own us and our families while they run slave camps all over the world and suicide factories in China? Apple scum? Go ahead.
It's absolutely incredible because, again, they're the biggest progenitors of fake news.
Right.
The most harmful fake news imaginable, they're always behind it. And we saw another example just last week with Trump's big speech in front of Congress. You had during the 2 minutes of
play. They run Chinese death camps. They hate us and our families. Zuckerberg hates everyone. So does Schmidt. They're the enemy. So's Obama. God, people.
So you had Karen Owens, the widow of the military veteran who was killed. You know, she got the 2 minute standing ovation. Who wasn't standing for that ovation? Well, it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ellison, the vice DNC chair. There was a journalist there at Trump's congressional speech who was constantly watching the Democrats, their reaction, the fact that they didn't clap anything, basically. He tweeted when this happened, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ellison did not stand for the elongated 2 minute applause of Karen Owens, the military widow. Fake news came out basically an hour or two after he tweeted this, called him a liar. Set the entire Twitter sick mob, the witch hunt specialist, on this journalist because he tweeted that Wasserman Schultz and Ellison did not stand for the 2 minute applause of Karen Owens. They said they did stand. That was the first instance where she was applauded briefly. So she was applauded twice. The first one, they stood. The second elongated applause where you had Karen Owens standing up crying. That was the big news story. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ellison did not stand. Yet the media, the fake news media, went after this journalist claiming he was putting out fake news when he was completely accurate. You can read all about it. Here's the story. I reported facts from Trump's address to Congress. People who didn't like those facts called it fake news. So again, he goes through. There were two applauses. The first one, yes, they stood. The second, elongated applause for Karen Owens, the military widow of fallen Navy SEAL Ryan Owens. They did not stand for that at any point. That's shocking. That's a news story. He tweeted it out. They came after him within hours, saying that he was putting out fake news and that they did stand for this 2 minutes applause. Complete BS. Once again, mainstream media caught putting out fake news while they call us fake news, while Facebook now directly censors our articles, as you've just seen. So you've got fake news across the board. You now have CNN. And this is happening probably at once every 2 weeks now. At what point does it stop being a coincidence? You had someone get on CNN talking about the link between terrorism and refugees, the link between terror attacks and migrants, the fact that the FBI says 30% of their domestic terrorism cases that they're investigating have links to refugees. Somebody gets up on CNN and says this, and they're cut off within seconds, just a coincidence. In fact, we've got this clip if we can go to it right now.
Congress now investigating President Trump's explosive claims of being wiretapped by the Obama administration.
Napolitano, we need to go to the CNN. Yeah, we'll get the right clip in a second. This is American Mirror. The headline is CNN cuts feed right after guest cites refugee crime stats. During a segment on Donald Trump's travel ban from terror-prone countries, the news network mysteriously lost its guest as he made a point about refugees. This is the clip. We have it right now.
Important for our security. And I think the people overwhelmingly in the country want that as well, too, because, again, just today, the FBI comes out and says that 30% of their domestic terrorism cases that they're investigating are from folks who are refugees. It's important not to label all refugees bad people. That's not why I'm here. But
I was just going to say, Congressman, it's time to go, but I think the TV gremlins did that for us. Thank you very much to the Congressman for joining us.
Whoops. Now, if it happened in isolation, if it only happened that one time, maybe a couple of other times over the course of, you know, 3 or 4 years, you would say that's just a coincidence. This has happened on CNN probably about 5 times in the past, 4 or 5 months. You had the instance where the reporter was talking about, you know, Hillary Clinton's super predator comment. That was cut. You had Bernie Sanders go up there just 2 or 3 weeks ago. He starts talking about fake news. He got cut. You had, I think it was a congressman talking about the WikiLeaks revelations right before the election. He was on with Chris Cuomo. He got cut. There are other examples in this American Mirror article. They go through them. Every time somebody starts to get onto a talking point which crushes their narrative, like the link between terrorism and refugees, again, the FBI says 30% of their domestic terrorism cases are related to migrants, to refugees, he suddenly goes, bye-bye. Just a coincidence. And CNN, as I discussed earlier, has now come out and completely disavowed this fake news term. They're saying it doesn't work. Of course, months ago, we featured the stories, I think it was in the Washington Post, where they admitted this fake news term has been appropriated by the people who were accusing of being fake news, and it's being used against us. And of course, the pioneer of that was Donald Trump himself. So probably 2 or 3 months ago now, they realized that this was only damaging them, that fake news was becoming a synonym for the mainstream media. So now they're having to change the term. This is up on Milo Yiannopoulos' website. CNN invents new phrase for fake news, promptly gets accused of that too. There you see the Washington Post talking about fake news. But CNN has apparently abandoned the fake news slur after it blew up in their face horrendously. The Reliable Sources Twitter account tweeted the following video earlier today explaining the flaws of the fake news slur. Following that video's release, which we're going to play here in a second, Twitter users began proclaiming hashtag CNN has BD, which I'm proud to say that I started. No word yet on whether President Donald Trump will recognize CNN's new status as a viral deception platform. So CNN has renamed fake news as viral deception, as VD, literally sounds like a sexual disease, again, because they acknowledge this fake news slur only boomeranged and blew up in their own faces. Not just because we used it against them in an ad hominem manner like they did against us, but because you had the Stanford University study, which again showed that, quote, fake news had no impact on the US presidential election. No noticeable impact. So whereas, you know, it's a back and forth between the alternative media and the mainstream media calling each other fake news, you actually dig down underneath this narrative and you realize it's completely phony to begin with. Their whole narrative was that Donald Trump won the election because of Russian hacking, no evidence for that, and because of fake news manipulating American voters. Stanford University study, not exactly a right-wing outfit, found that, quote, fake news had no impact on the U.S. presidential election. Narrative debunked. Now they're having to disavow the term altogether. They've renamed it VD. Let's go to this CNN clip. Do we have the clip? All right, we'll try and get that in a minute. But yeah, it just shows you the absolute desperation that's taking hold. Again, as of an hour ago, Vault 7, what they're calling the biggest, a bigger story than the Edward Snowden revelations, and CNN on their front page, again, maybe different now, but as of an hour ago, after this story had already been out for hours, they did not have one single story on Vault 7. Absolutely incredible. Is it any wonder that they get called fake news? Is it any wonder that they're having to change terms, change definitions? And now, as you saw, Facebook just outright censoring Infowars.com articles altogether. You know, we had it before where, I think it was on Twitter or Facebook, where we would post a picture of an ISIS fighter to illustrate a news article about ISIS, and they would delete the article claiming that it was ISIS propaganda. You know, similar to how they're now opening up charges for Marine Le Pen. They've removed protection so charges could happen, where she posts ISIS photos of them, for example, killing, burning the Jordanian pilot in the cage as evidence that ISIS is a threat. And now they say that that is spreading ISIS propaganda. She could be charged for that. Absolutely ridiculous. But they've done that on social media for years. Now they're bypassing that altogether and just censoring InfoWars links as soon as you post them by declaring them spam. No one can share them. No one can comment on them. Again, that was going viral, that particular article, on the Alex Jones Facebook page. It got through there. I have to check back, see if they've deleted it there as well. But on my page, which, you know, has another 450,000 followers, gone. Memory hold. This is the fake news war that is now heating up. And of course, it's to target not just news organizations, but people like WikiLeaks. Remember, we had that whole narrative about how they wanted to define WikiLeaks as fake news. They wanted to suggest that the Podesta emails were fake, that they weren't real. They tried that. That failed. Now we have Vault 7 massive revelations coming out, particularly about the CIA exploring ways to hack vehicles in order to carry out undetectable assassinations. This is up on Infowars.com. Newly released documents by WikiLeaks reveal that the CIA explored hacking the control systems of modern vehicles, potentially to carry out undetectable assassinations. So, the quote from WikiLeaks, as of October 2014, the CIA was looking at infecting the vehicle control systems used by cars and trucks, again, to engage in nearly undetectable assassinations. Well, what happened to Michael Hastings? He wrote an article 11 days before a mysterious car crash entitled, Why Democrats Love to Spy on Americans. 11 days before his car crash. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting that Michael Hastings was working on a big expose of the CIA, was receiving death threats for basically running away from government agents days before his car crashed? We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live, and as you saw before the break, Facebook is now directly censoring Infowars.com articles. We've complained about this for many years. Sometimes it's been redressed after pressure. Now they're just censoring right at the source. This is the only way they can try and defeat us, because they're losing when it comes to having an actual fair argument on a level playing field. We're kicking their butts over and over again on every single issue, so they have to play dirty. And, you know, liberals will say, oh, it's a private company, they can... Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it, that liberals are only for the rights of private company when those private companies are censoring conservatives. They don't have that same zeal for supporting the private rights of private companies, you know, when, for example, a bakery refuses to bake a gay wedding cake. Oh, then private companies have no rights whatsoever. They have to do whatever they're told. But not when it comes to censoring conservatives. That one little facet in isolation, then they're really for the private rights of companies. Interesting that, isn't it? Very interesting. Given that Twitter now, Facebook as well, they want to be considered as public utilities, it's basically coming to the point where, you know, it would be akin to them shutting off your landline phone because you posted things on the internet which the government didn't like. That's the level that it's coming to. If they want to be considered public utilities, then fine. We'll treat you as one. You can't censor people for posting articles about ex-CIA analysts who come out and say that Trump's right, that Obama did order the spying, that it was ordered for the CIA and the NSA to sabotage Trump's embryonic administration. Perfectly legitimate news story. Not intended to deceive, not created, under false pretenses simply to get advertising clicks. Completely genuine, legitimate, real news story censored by Facebook at its source. It's no longer hyperbole. We're under attack every single day, and that's why we need your support. Again, by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, we have free shipping on everything across the board this week only. Free shipping on absolutely everything, and you can get the ultimate paleo formula, Caveman. In addition to free shipping for 33% off, this is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. You have the bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and 7 total primal superfoods in a single great tasting formula. It is Caveman. It's available right now for 33% off the introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com. This is cutting-edge nutraceutical science, an ancient nutrition added to that to increase potency and maximize benefits. It is Caveman, true paleo formula. It is 33% off, free shipping of that available at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support now more than ever. This is not a cliche. This is not hyperbole. We're under attack. We just gave you yet another example of that 20 minutes ago. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, free shipping on absolutely everything for this week only at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we have that video ready. This is Brian Stelter, CNN, talking about how their fake news narrative has been completely overturned, boomeranged back on them, blew up in their face. So now they're having to redefine it. Let's go to the clip.
We've talked a lot in this program about fake news, and I know that's a term that you detest. Why is that? What should we be calling made-up stories instead?
I'd like to call them viral deception, and I'd like to use the VD acronym, because I'd like to associate it with venereal disease.
Venereal disease.
We don't want to get venereal disease. If you find someone who's got it, you want to quarantine them and cure them. You don't want to transmit it. By virtue of saying fake news, we ask the question, well, what is real news? And you invite people to label everything they disapprove of fake news. As a result, it's not a useful concept. What are we really concerned about? Deception, and deception of a certain sort that goes viral.
Right.
Much of that deception isn't actually imitating news. It's imitating news-like structures. It's narrative and form. But nonetheless, if we say we're only concerned with fake news, we may be missing a lot of things that are going viral that are deceptive, and many things that are found in quasi-fake news sites, that is, they're appropriating the credibility of news, trying to look like the CNN website, for example, aren't only found there, sometimes aren't.
So there you have it. Hashtag CNN has VD, hashtag CNN has VD. That actually, somebody told me it started trending last night on Twitter. I don't know, I was in bed at the time, but let's turn this one back on them as well. If they want to play more games, we'll play more games. Of course, what's really fake news is when the fake news mainstream media went after this reporter and claimed he was lying when he tweeted out that Wasserman Schultz and Keith Ellison didn't stand for the 2-minute applause of the military widow during Trump's speech. That was completely true. They didn't stand, but the fake news mainstream media came out and attacked this journalist. They sicked the Twitter outrage mob on him when he was completely accurate. You know what's fake news? It's fake news when the media comes out and says that Trump supporters were waving Russian flags at CPAC. A lot of fake news journalist came out and said that. It was completely inaccurate. They were given these flags by a leftist organization that had crashed the event, and they instantly took a picture of them. They didn't include that in the article because they were they were putting out fake news. It was fake news when the mainstream media said that 300,000 people attended an anti-Trump protest in London. That didn't happen. Only around 2,000 people attended that protest a couple of weekends ago. Again, fake news. BuzzFeed came out a few weeks ago and said that the deep state doesn't exist. Literally said it was a conspiracy theory, that there were elements within the NSA and CIA that were trying to sabotage Trump. Said the deep state itself was a conspiracy theory, okay? That's fake news. You have CNN coming out about a month ago saying that Le Pen is winning in France because Russia is interfering in the French election. Again, completely fake news. You know, the Trump Pissgate dossier. Completely fake news. They get caught in the most egregious, damaging fake news over and over again. So yes, they've earned the moniker fake news, and now they don't like it. So they're trying to change it into VD. CNN has VD. Hashtag CNN has VD. Let's make that blow up in their face as well. Absolutely incredible. Of course, another thing they would have labeled fake news back in 2006 when we first reported on it is the fact that the government was using microphones in mobile phones, in computers, in smart televisions to spy on people's conversations. They would have called that fake news when we put it out. In fact, they did call us conspiracy theorists when we published that 11 years ago. 11 years before this current controversy with Vault 7 and WikiLeaks. And I posted the original article from 2006 up on Twitter today. This was written 11 years ago, okay? Government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. Private industry and eventually government is planning to use microphones in the computers of an estimated 150 million plus internet active Americans to spy on their lifestyle choices, build psychological profiles which will be used for surveillance and minority report style, invasive advertising and data mining. So again, September 2006, we put out what WikiLeaks is now reporting on from these leaked CIA documents that they were planning to, and in fact did, use smart televisions, cell phones, and computers, use the microphones to spy on people's conversations. They would have called us conspiracy theorists, fake news outlets for reporting on that 11 years ago. And then you saw, you just flashed up there briefly, back in 2012, and this gets even more specific, we put out the article with the headline, Samsung TVs can be hacked to spy on viewers. December 14, 2012. What, four and a bit years before this came out today. With the exact same information, the CIA using Samsung smart TVs to spy on people's conversations via the microphone embedded in the TV, with people thinking that they've turned them off and they're not even turned off. So over 4 years ago, Infowars.com reported on that specifically, Samsung TVs being used to spy on people's conversations. We reported on it again in November 2014, with this headline, Samsung Smart TV records personal conversations and sends them to third parties. They admitted in their own privacy policy, a 46-page document, that all newly purchased Samsung Smart TVs had voice recognition technology that, quote, may capture voice commands and associated text in order to improve the features of the system. They go on to state, again, we reported this in 2014, they go on to state, spoken words, including personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. Turns out that one of those third parties was the Central Intelligence Agency. At least that's implied and suggested by this Vault 7 WikiLeaks release today. So again, we would have been called conspiracy theorists and fake news for reporting on Samsung recording people's personal conversations via microphones embedded in smart TVs. We reported on it in 2012. We reported on it in 2014. And in fact, you can go back 11 years to 2006 when we reported that government was going to use these microphones that would then be connected to the internet via the Internet of Things to record people's conversations. Because as we know, and we've known it since the late 90s, Echelon, the NSA, has been storing all this information. We've known about it the whole time. And in fact, we've got a clip from Judge Napolitano talking about that. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. Napolitano basically laid it out. He said that the intelligence community, the deep state, which BuzzFeed says doesn't exist, they're terrified of an investigation into Obama spying on Trump, not really because of the current concerns over that, the contemporary concerns over that, but because it would reveal the fact that mass surveillance of Americans has been taking place basically for decades now, that every single text message, every single conversation, every single email is being digitally recorded. Are they being listened to in real time? Well, William Binney says yes. They probably don't have the capability to do that for absolutely everyone, but they're being digitally recorded. Keywords will flag the system. If you say one of the keywords, one of the naughty words, they will flag your file and your personal conversations will be spied on, will be catalogued. And that's what Napolitano was talking about on Fox News today. Let's go to this clip.
Congress now investigating President Trump's explosive claims of being wiretapped by the Obama administration during the race for the White House.
Yep, the shocking allegations spurring hasty denials from the former president and intel officials. But if true, what sort of legal trouble could they face?
We have called in Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's got a headline. And the headline is, the president of the United States, if he wanted to, Barack Obama, he could order a wiretap.
Absolutely. If Donald Trump wanted to, he could surveil anybody. That's directly in the FISA statute, which after laying out a lot of detailed procedures about what the NSA is supposed to do, says literally, notwithstanding all of the above, the President of the United States may on his own conduct surveillance or order surveillance of any person in the United States upon the filing of a certification with the Attorney General, of course, works for the President. Mm-hmm. So the idea that it was illegal for Barack Obama to listen to the phone calls and in-person conversations of Donald Trump is wrong. It, in my view, is immoral and profoundly unconstitutional and utterly wrong, but it's lawful because Congress has said it is lawful. This is power that was given to every president from Jimmy Carter up to and including Donald Trump. It's still
Judge, I don't think the power was intended to spy on your political enemy.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But the language is so broad that it would authorize it. So the last thing in the world the intelligence community wants is an investigation by the Congress which will expose how truly pervasive spying is, how the intelligence community captures everything we say on our mobile devices, every time we touch a key on our mobile devices, on our desktops, every conversation on the landline, every piece of data that goes across any fiber in the United States, into or out of the United States, is captured digitally by the NSA. The NSA is in the military. So the president tells the military, I need the conversation Trump had with Kilmeade in Trump Tower. You'll have it in a few minutes.
Well, let me ask you this. When James Clapper came out and said, I'm National Intelligence Director, if somebody wiretapped the Trump Tower, I would know about it, and it didn't happen.
He actually didn't say it that way. He chose his words very carefully.
Semantic.
He said, if somebody got a FISA warrant for this, I would know about it. The president doesn't need a FISA warrant because the statute authorizes the president to bypass FISA.
So there you have it. And of course, yesterday, a bunch of people came out, including Bob Beckel, one of the most loathsome individuals out there on Fox News, and said, this is just a massive conspiracy theory. How dare Trump say that Obama spied on him? Why doesn't he produce the evidence? All he needs to do is get the FISA record, because he would have had to put it through that process to spy on Donald Trump. Well, as Judge Napolitano explained there, no, he didn't. Obama can directly order his attorney general to spy on Donald Trump directly. We know they spied on General Flynn. That's completely admitted. We know they were spying on Trump Tower when it came to Paul Manafort and his supposed business dealings with the Russians. So we know they were spying on Trump Tower in those two separate instances. But it's a massive fake news conspiracy theory to even suggest that Obama may have ordered Donald Trump himself to be surveilled. They're literally trying to make that argument as if it's, you know, completely out of the ordinary that anyone could even suggest this. Even though they've done it to Manafort, they did it to General Flynn. So no, it's not out of the ordinary. And in fact, later on in that clip, Judge Napolitano went on to say that, you know, he does think that Obama ordered Donald Trump to be spied on. And we know that they're keeping all the information anyway. That's the point. All of our records are being documented, are being catalogued, are being warehoused in giant facilities by the NSA, not just the metadata, but actual details of emails and conversations. And you can go to this article on Infowars.com. Investigation into Obama spying on Trump would reveal mass surveillance of all Americans. You can go there and link through. I've linked directly to the BBC article from 1999, what, 18 years ago, where the Australian government admits they were part of an NSA-led global interception surveillance program called Echelon that could listen to, quote, every international telephone call, fax, email, or radio transmission on the planet. That was BBC in 1999, and we're still having this argument about mass surveillance. It's incredible. We'll be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the inside. InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Final segment of this fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we get into a few final news stories, again, we're under constant attack. We need your support by spreading the links going directly to InfoWars.com. You've seen Facebook censoring us at the source. You need to go to InfoWars.com directly every single day. Don't just rely on social media ghettos, you know, like Matt Drudge warned about when he was on the show about 18 months ago. Don't rely on them. You need to go direct to InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Support us by getting the products 33% off the Ultimate Paleo Formula Caveman. It has the bone broth, the turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Read the independent third-party reviews. Again, five-star reviews, 33% off the introductory price. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on absolutely everything for this week only. And Caveman, available right now at 33% off. Support us as we face down this enemy with intensifying, increasing attacks and censorship on a daily basis. We're over the target. We're taking flak. They don't like it. The Empire is striking back. Support us right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Few final news stories. Information Liberation reports headstones at Jewish cemetery fell over from poor maintenance, had been toppled for years. Oh dear. This doesn't look very good for their narrative. Now recall that for the past few weeks they've been spinning these bomb threats aimed against Jewish community centers, suggesting that Donald Trump and his supporters were to blame for it. That kind of died a death on Friday when it emerged that a partisan left-wing anti-Trump weirdo was responsible for at least some of those threats, Juan Thompson. He, in fact, had been busy just a couple of days before, as I mentioned in the article about it, retweeting hate about me. So it's particularly enjoyable to be loathed by such horrible individuals. Talk about a narrative fail. You had a Islam convert, anti-Trump, hysterical left-wing journalist being exposed as being responsible for the bomb threats against Jewish community centers. Now it turns out that some of the headstones at Jewish cemeteries that are now being turned over, apparently vandalized, were in fact that way because of environmental conditions and poor maintenance. So again, another narrative fail. American Mirror reports Trump executive order requires published reports on migrant honor killings. President Donald Trump's new executive order temporarily pausing immigration from six nations, which are compromised by terrorism, now includes a section mandating the government to release reports on crimes committed by migrants, which will include so-called honor killings of women. The feminists are not going to like this one. God forbid Donald Trump would expose how women are being killed. They'd rather just chant Allah Akbar and worship the religion of peace. They're not going to like that one bit. They're not going to like this either. Out of Breitbart, war correspondent says Mosul safer for women than Sweden. Award-winning war correspondent Magda Gad has tweeted from Mosul that the war-torn city is safer for women and more peaceful than Sweden's capital city of Stockholm. She says it's safer to women for women to walk around at night. But again, according to the left, Sweden is a safe, peaceful bastion as they invite in hundreds of thousands of more migrants. We have RT reporting 11 rioters arrested after hurling rocks at police and TV crew during Swedish school brawl. Turns out that they, once again, were migrants. Imagine my shock. New data, liberal utopia Sweden sees huge bump in molestation in 2016. Guess why? Two guesses. First two don't count. It's migrants. Once again, the liberal utopia of Sweden is melting down. That's going to wrap it up for today's show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.